home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boom 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back, Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
Summer's here. Let's get to work. Whether you're hauling tools or bags of feed, tackling landscaping projects, or cleaning up around the property, TC Trailers has the trailer you need. Check out their lineup of quality steel dump trailers, utility trailers, and landscape trailers, built tough to handle the job. Stop by TC Trailers, just east of Frankfort, or visit tc-trailers.com. Get her dumped with a quality steel trailer from TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Big Deal. Looking for more ways to save money? Aren't we all? Jenny here. Shop your local Big Deals online store. You'll find gift certificates to all kinds of local businesses, places where you already shop, restaurants you already love, and great local entertainment. The best part? All of these gift certificates are on sale at discounted prices. Get them for yourself or buy them as a gift. Shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big Deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi.
Hey, good morning. It is Party Line on this Thursday. Thank you so much for joining us on this gorgeous Grandma Day. It's gorgeous Grandma Day, not gorgeous Grandpa Day. Todd, now you're going to spend time with your granddaughter, but yeah. it's not handsome Grandpa Day. It's gorgeous Grandma Day. So you might want to tell your wife that. Just tell her that we're celebrating gorgeous grandmas. That'll make her happy. I did that to my wife. I already sent her a text.
Well, and then she'll say, "What are you fixing for supper?"
Yeah. See, you're always thinking. You're always thinking ahead. You're like Eeyore. We have to get you a positive pill. It's also National Vanilla Ice Cream Day, National Refreshment Day, National Lemon Day, and Hot Enough for You Day. So, there you go. Also, wanted to let folks know that there is a road closure. I had that for a second over here on County Road 300. north between 250 and east and 350 east for drain work are going to be closed until later this afternoon. Nice weather today. We're going to have about a high of a 76. Boy, that's been good news the last couple of days.
Oh, it's been perfect, especially with everybody planning on going to the hot dog festival and everything else. It's going to be perfect weather for that.
So. And when you're seeing when you don't feel the wind blowing 70, 80 miles an hour, you've got to feel good about that because you guys have had to deal with that a lot this year.
Yeah, things have calmed down, but we have Phil Farrell gave a report the other day on the tree trimming crew that we employ or contract with, and over the last few years, I think it's been three, we're in the fourth year of it now, and all the work that they have done is really starting to pay dividends to us to where the trees that have been closed or the old trees that need to come down and everything else, we spent a lot of money to do that, but it gives us a lot more reliable power in situations and everything. So, yeah, the wind doesn't bother as much now as what it did, like I said, three to four years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We had those tornadoes and all that stuff. It was just wild. By the way, talking to Todd Corey, he's the Utility Service Board Manager for the City of Frankfort, all things wastewater, water, and power. Talking about the trees, do you normally go out and take a look at, and be proactive in the sense, oh, this is a tree that really could cause us a problem and start trimming that? Or
yes.
Or is it something you have to wait on?
No, with our crew, we have a two-man crew, and people can call in or they stop by the office, hey, can you come by and take a look at this for me? And we'll go out and take a look and decide if it needs to come completely down, if the customer wants it to come down, or if we could just trim it out. But with the tree trimming crew that we're contracted with, they have somebody that drives our system, and they will pinpoint the trouble spots. Hot spots, either way, they're all the same. And they will put it on a list. They'll then talk to the homeowner or a business owner, whatever it may be, and get permission to, or let them know that we are going to be trimming, because there is a state statute that says that we can go in and trim trees, but if it's going to be a takedown, we have them sign a paper, everything like that. But we're very proactive in that situation. That's what's helping us out in all this wind last couple of years.
Because sometimes it's on the person's property and not necessarily in an easement.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And you got to make sure you do all the right things there. When it comes to, we know the top of the trees that can cause damage, but there's roots that can cause some pretty serious issues too, especially with pipes.
Yeah, the roots normally come into play in sewer systems.
Yeah.
Or the sewer lateral coming from the house to the sewer main. We have had them get in the sewer main before, but the roots are a problem, and they get in there and they just worm their way through there. They find a little crack or they make their own crack and cause problems and everything like that.
Is there any programs or any educational material out there that to help homeowners, especially with new builds coming and new homes being, that says, hey, this is probably not a good tree to build or put in your yard because this is going to destroy our sewer system here?
I really don't know, Shan. I know a lot of times the one type of tree that will create problems is the weeping willows.
Yeah.
They
go towards water.
They go everywhere.
Yeah.
And they don't go real deep, but they do go everywhere. Weeping willows are probably the worst case for.
And I love them. They're a beautiful tree.
Yeah. But nowadays with everybody putting in PVC instead of the clay tile, things like that, and they're years ago and we still run into problems with it, or the homeowners do because it's on them. If it's in between the curb line and the house, it's on them. They used to use this stuff called Orangeburg as a sewer pipe, and basically what it is tar paper that's rolled up real tight, and after so many years it'll just collapse. Or another situation is if they used it's not ductile iron is the one with concrete that's water mains are made out of, but like a cast iron pipe
right.
over after so many years with the gases and everything else,
it starts to rust.
It'll start to rust and the bottom will eat out of that. But nowadays with PVC, it's not so hard or it's not so tough with the roots and things like that because it's more durable with things. But so it's just technology that's gotten in there, but. Orangeburg and cast iron pipes are the biggest problems in the community now because things were done so, some of these houses are what, 100 years old or
140 years old.
Yeah,
sometimes,
and that's where some of the problems come in.
And you do get into that with, for the most part, like streets, the public easements, you've been able to get most of those changed out. But it's when you're talking about a house being connected to the main pipe. That's where the old pipe sometimes comes
yes,
in. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. All ours is it's either PVC
or that ductile
or ductile. The water lines are ductile. But there are still spots, some of the sewer mains still are clay tile. But they're so big and there's so much airflow going through those.
Yeah.
And the grade on those are steeper to keep everything flowing where the lateral coming out of the house is normally where the problems are.
Yeah. We were just talking off the air. You've been a bit busy. I know you're trying to take a day and work with your granddaughter and do some work. But what have you been working on? What are some of the things that have been keeping you tied up and busy?
Oh, in this industry, it's always something. We've had, of course, Friday evening when those gully washers came through, we had all kinds of situations going on, and our guys on the sewer maintenance crew, we had a storm manhole collapse and caused a sinkhole over on South Harrison and South Street, and that hole was there, and it was in the storm. It wasn't in the storm sewer. It wasn't in the sewer line, sanitary sewer. And that hole was filling up. That was a disaster. But we got, 2.5 inches of rain in less than 3 hours?
The sinkhole, the hole actually was done earlier in the week, right? Because it seemed like there was a truck or something that caused it. And then, or was it the water that caused that?
I don't know what actually caused it. Well, what happened was the whole structure just collapsed.
Yeah.
So it caused the sinkhole.
Okay.
But our guys have been down there working and everything and had a pretty good sized hole.
Yeah.
And then all that rain come rolling in there.
There was a VW in that.
Well, what we were afraid of is that we was going to lose a child or something down in there. And when I pulled up to look at it, when the rain let up, one of those stretches when the rain let up, there were two young gentlemen or young men down there hovering over looking at all this rain rushing through there. So we had to have a couple guys come out and actually put steel plates completely over the hole.
Yeah.
And the hole is so big, it took four plates, 4 foot by 15 foot to cover the hole up, and then we were safe for the weekend.
Were you around in Frankfort when the young man got sucked up in the drain and went through the...
I hadn't been here real long, but I do remember. It was over by 3rd Street Park.
Yeah. The Gephardt boy. I remember that well. It was just so crazy. And a miracle that he survived and lived and went through that. But that can happen.
Yeah.
Those are the things you're trying to avoid.
Yes, and it was just, I know I talked to a friend of mine lives down by Antioch because at the time that rain was coming down, I was looking at the different weather stations.
Yeah.
Antioch had zero rain, and we had 2.25 inches at the time.
Yeah.
It was just a strange situation.
And then the next night it flipped.
Yeah.
Because Antioch got a bunch of rain and... But, of course, Saturday we got some rain that too. I thought it was a pretty good...
It was about 3/4.
Yeah, a pretty good blast, and then the wind that picked up. But that's typical thunderstorm, Indiana thunderstorm weather.
Right,
but it does cause issues. You think about the flooding that's down in the south and all. We're so fortunate because we've been very blessed. I go back to the East Side drainage back in the day.
Yeah,
we just don't have as much as that, right?
Right.
But you do have situations like this happen, a sinkhole. happens, and you know.
And it, like I said, that was just a matter of circumstances. We did have a couple streets that were holding a lot of water, but the catch basins were doing their job. It was just that they were overwhelmed, and it took about half hour, 45 minutes for everything to go down, and everything was doing its job. But at the same time that was going on, we had three or four areas around town that lightning strikes got the power.
Our church got hit Saturday night.
Yeah, and it got the power.
Took the pump out.
And it was just so it was our guy would go out and get one taken care of. Get just about home, another little storm came through with another lightning strike. It was just back and forth all evening until it let up. So
yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine that they were having a wedding venue. They were at a wedding, and the lightning hit and knocked out all the music, the sounds of the DJ.
Oh, ouch.
Not a good scenario there.
No.
But it knocked out our pump. We had no water Sunday morning, so I get on the phone and just say, hey, for those who are coming to church today, bring a gallon of water because we need to flush toilets. And we did. You know, we made it. We survived. We didn't cancel church. We had church, and it was man, did the congregation bring the water? Lord have mercy. We had enough water. I think we could have started our own little well house or something. Well, you know, it's it brings me these like storms. And I know this is not necessarily your bailiwick or your department, but one thing, you know, we do have Prairie Creek that runs through our community and runs through our town. Do you see erosion going on there? I mean, I've had a few conversations with some folks, and there seems to be more of an issue with that going on. Is that something that utilities will ever have to deal with? I know that is more of Dan Sheets with surveyor and drainage, but boy, you know, I hate to see us, especially all those beautiful homes out there at the Harvard Terrace area and stuff. Mm-hmm. That gets crazy.
Yeah, no, that's a Dan Sheets situation there to know and to take care of those type of things. But no, we just get it. Our responsibility is getting it to Prairie Creek, not Prairie Creek itself.
Right, and that's coming out of the north side. All that water comes through the treatment plant and then goes from there, disperses there. When you're taking water in, because it discharges in the Prairie Creek, correct?
Stormwater does.
That's what I'm saying. Stormwater does.
It just goes into Prairie Creek.
Yeah, and discharges there. Let's talk a little bit about operations and cost. You know, I got my Duke bill again. Like, oh my gosh, I got to get back on Frankfort Utilities. I mean, you guys got to run something out to our house because man, it's crazy. My Duke bill is like 40% more than what it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Are you seeing any of that?
We see it. We've seen a slight increase over the years through IMPA that we purchase our power from. And instead of us going back and adjusting rates, ours is adjusted through the tracker factor. But, you know, for us, we have not had an electric increase in almost 9 years now. Mm-hmm. Water has been, the last one was 5 years, and wastewater, I think, was 6 years, something like that. And we really don't see one in the future coming for us. Well, we will on wastewater because of a new project that we have to do from the 200 West lift station all the way to the plant. But that's the only one that we see in the foreseeable future. But that is for infrastructure purposes and for growth in the community is why we're doing this one ahead of time.
Yeah, and you know, any industry that would come in, you know, they normally handle that. So I mean, it's a scenario that when you think about it, it's not always generated locally. Usually, that's a rate that's decided before you and before you before it gets to you.
Yeah, right. So yeah, this project's been in the works for, I want to say probably a good it was June of 2024 when we signed the agreement to start this project.
On the substation?
No, on the lift station.
On the lift station.
Lift station and a force main that goes from 200 West all the way to the plant.
Right.
So it's been in the works now for, just 2 years and 2 months it's been in the works. And
you changed engineering companies and all that kind of started with about the same time.
Yeah, and we're going to hopefully start construction early next year on this project.
Awesome. And that's going to help the transmission.
Transmission. I
mean, our capacity is good.
Capacity is good.
Because I always want to try, because I get stopped and people say, well, we don't have enough room. Well, yeah, we have plenty of room. It's just getting it to the place we need to store it.
Yeah. It's just like all the highways. If you go on 65, you know, you get to Lebanon and it's three lanes all the way to all the way to Indianapolis or to Whitestown and stuff now.
Which is coming this way.
So we need to go from a one-lane highway to a two-lane highway, basically.
Right. For our poop transmission.
For the transmission line, yes.
For our sewer transmission.
Yes.
Well, also a very, very popular place this year, because I've seen a lot of folks up, is the lagoons. Give us an update on the lagoons.
Things seem to be going well. We did. We ran into a situation where we had a algae bloom or something, and a lot, it got real grassy, and especially in the West Pond. That's where the storm water and everything will also go into the lagoons.
Yeah.
And when this time of the year, when everybody's getting their lawns treated and all that type of stuff, it will also run into there. It'll cause growth.
Yeah.
But we did have it treated and cleaned it up real well. They look nice out there. A lot of geese.
We're having but, the same.
There was a situation went out there, and I went back and looked at the cameras trying to see if we could spot what happened. And I tell you, 2, 3, 4 in the morning, there's traffic going through there.
Mm.
Which
kind of like Walmart.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
I think Walmart's though is closed now, like at midnight. I think they.
I have no idea.
I think they did. I'm not too sure. I have to check that. But boy, it's like some of the, you know, the videos that you see of people. You know, hey, why don't you just put some jeans on? You don't have to wear pajamas. But some crazy stuff goes on at 2 in the morning.
But you know, the lagoons, they're there. The people that use it for the right thing enjoy it. People that use it for the wrong thing apparently enjoy it too.
Right.
But we are looking at things to do out there to make things more more secure, mm-hmm. especially after dark. You know, because there are signs and stuff up that it, you know, you're not supposed to be out there after
is
dark.
Is it gated?
And everything.
I mean, is it they put a gate? There's a gate or
there's a gate there now, but it's just a manual. It's a manual gate, and we will close it off during the winter if it gets real icy.
Yeah,
if the road is freezing with ice and snow and everything else to help, you know, to be safe with things, because there's a lot of times that the road will be slick and. Or icy, but the ponds haven't completely froze over, and we don't want anybody to slip off the road and go in there. But we are looking at ways to secure it at nighttime to keep people, because nothing good is going to happen out there after dark.
No. It's frustrating when you have people that do take advantage in a bad way. Now, we want people to take advantage of it in a good way. It's an amenity.
Yes,
but
it is.
But when you take advantage of a bad way, it's just... It just ruins it for everybody.
Yes.
And, you know, that's not what we want to see. And then it's cost more because you've got to put security, cameras, you got gates and all this stuff that you got to do.
Yeah. But there is one thing, and I'm sure people have seen them and stuff, but there are a lot of cameras out there.
Yeah.
And we have used them.
Yeah.
We have used them.
Well, good. And, it needs to and I know there's a lot of folks, and I'm one, I'm all about freedom. And not being watched by Big Brother, but you know, if you can't behave, somebody needs to get you in line.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
And you got to get it. You got to get in line. What? Anything keeping you up at night? Any major stuff to keep you up at night? You're pretty laid back. You kind of come and go as you please.
The only thing keeps me up at night are storms, and nowadays are storms and. Water main breaks.
Yeah.
We did have a water main break last week. Was it last week or week before? We had a water main break. We was out late. Because when the guys go out after hours, stuff like that, I normally go with them and just run and get Gatorade, water when it's hot out, stuff like that. But that's pretty much it. I mean, it's to be involved in utilities, I'm just very fortunate to be able to do that and work with the people that I do. I probably say that every time I get on here, people get tired of hearing it, but it's these people really do care.
Yeah,
that that's involved in this, and they make things easy. They
Absolutely.
Really do.
Last question: Hot Dog Festival is coming up this weekend. Does that put a lot of extra? Because there's people using power, there's bands, there's lighting, there's all kind of things. You ever kind of get a little, you're watching the needle, it starts to get crazy. As I remember back many years ago when the platters came on, they just introduced the platters.
Yeah.
Right there in front of where Coco Crafts Coffee and Pepe's. And we were all excited to watch the platters. And ladies and gentlemen, here are the platters. And the music starts, and I think it was, I heard it through the grapevine. And they turn around, and about that time, a transformer or something popped, and we lost complete power for like an hour and a half.
Well, that happened before I was involved.
Yes, yeah.
But with the utilities, and I believe, I'm going off of memory here, because I think I was on the city council at the time.
Yeah, you probably were.
And they came there. And our trouble guy came up there, and it was nothing on our end. It was something that happened on past where...
Down the transmission line.
On the usage side of things. So, but no, it really doesn't affect us. I know our guys are up there right now, and they prepare. They put different lids on the vaults, or not vaults, but boxes that are in the curb.
Yeah,
or in the sidewalk, things like that, to make it easier for the different vendors and everything to hook up to different boxes for distribution, things that are all breakered, things like that. We will spend, we spend a couple, three, four days up there preparing for the hot, preparing and taking down from the Hot Dog Festival. But that's pretty much it on our end, unless there is an issue that we get called out to help on.
Well, brother, we appreciate it. I'll let you get out of here because I know you got an important date with your
granddaughter. Yes, I do.
So go and enjoy the day. Tinker away.
I'm going to. I plan to.
All right. Todd Corey, thank you very much, man. Appreciate you coming in.
Thanks, Jim.
Todd Corey, the manager of the USB utility services here for Clinton County, or for Frankfort, Indiana. We appreciate Todd being in. And we appreciate you being with us on this Thursday. It is Hot Dog Festival weekend. Get out there and enjoy a beautiful weekend. All kinds of stuff. Vanilla ice cream day today. Go get you some vanilla ice cream. Make sure it's Glover's. And have a great, great rest of your week. Until next week, good Lord willing, stay courageous and always behave and be obedient. We'll talk to you soon.